Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening. It is Thursday. It be September 15th. It be 2016, and we are here to talk about you, your buckos, all points in between, the market, the election, the campaign, the debt, the deficits, the scammers, the scams, Apple, Samsung, my fantasy football team. And whatever the hell comes in mind, we'll do today. But first, if you do not get the show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button to go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Really. Just be nice. You can read our articles, our commentary, charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. Press the consulting button if you would like to be consultant. If you're managing money, you're managing money for else, for others and all that stuff. So we're going to mark it at a big day to the upside today. And I promise you, after this, we'll do markets the rest of the show. Hillary Clinton was back today on the campaign. She looked great. She looked terrific. Really don't want to get into her today. I don't want to talk about her today. I want to talk about what ails us. And hopefully you understand this, whether you are on the left or on the right. What ails us is we have 80 to 90 welfare programs paying out over $1 trillion a year. What's ailing us is that our government, that in the year 2000, federal spending was $1.8 trillion, now we're closing in on $4 trillion. What ails us is that money that government is spending comes out of the economy. Business, individuals, over there. What ails us is that when we spend money, we efficiently and caring, most of us caringly, spend our money the way we want to that'll benefit our lives. And there are some people that don't do it very well. What ails us is government does not. They don't care about profits. They don't care about efficiency. They don't care about effectiveness. Only about 6 months leading up to an election do they care about that. What ails us is that so many depend on a government that has spent $20 trillion more than they have taken in. What ails us is that Barack Obama is a popular president, even though he spent $9 trillion more than they took in, even though they spent $20 trillion. What ails us is the total of $20 trillion of debt provides just a massive headwind to growth. What ails us is the fact that we have yearly deficits that are gargantuan and are going to continue to grow. When the size of government doubles, that's coming out of the height of the economy. That's what provide headwinds and will continue. And if you know me, you're supposed to trust those that are successful, have gotten the job done, have been on time, have done it right, that you can believe. George Bush promised us conservative, balanced economy, $5 trillion in debt, and that war. Barack Obama promised us that he'd cut the debt in half. $9 trillion, championship belt. And then sundry other crap. What ails us is 75,000 pages of tax code. And I just want you to think very simplistically and ask yourself the question, why can't we have a simple tax code? Why can't they just change it to make it simple? Wouldn't that be simple? Why does there have to be 75,000 pages? When I fill out my taxes, why do I have to add this on, take this off, put this on, take another thing off? Why would we have to get to 70? That's your government. Why do we have 70-some-odd thousand pages of the Federal Register? These are regulations. Why? You can't run your life without them? You really think we need 70, 80,000 regulations, millions and millions of pages of words telling us how we've got to lead our life? What food we should eat or not? The people that are telling us what kind of food we should eat or drink are fat. This is what ails us. And remember, when I use the word government, it's not government. These are people. Have you ever met some of these people in government? They're morons. Have you watched Janet Yellen do a press conference? She's a moron. Yet she is leading central banks around the globe. Have you ever heard some of these economic policies out of the administrations? They're morons. Actually, I shouldn't put down the morons. So if I'm president, there are three things I do immediately, but slowly, because you can't just throw the shock in because they've set it up so you can't. Number one, government size. Over a certain period of time, I'd knock out 20%. Now, I know what the liberals are saying right now. How you can't do that. You got to pay for this, that, and the other thing. No, we don't. Number two on that note, yes, we can. We can pay for everything and still knock 20%. You know how? how many people and how many departments of committees of departments of committees of departments of another committee make the decisions on things? Oh, a lot. We'll cut that down to the bone. That's number one. Number two, as we start doing this and growth goes from 1.5% up to 4%, you know how much more money goes into the treasury? A crap load. And then you get virtuous cycles, not vicious cycles like we're in. I cut your taxes. I'd streamline government, wring out every efficiency for you, the people. And I'd get the hell out of your way so you can work, earn a great living, and move up in life. Next thing I do, I get my butt into them inner cities and meet up with every leader. I'd hire Magic Johnson in a second and ask him, how do we get these inner cities looking like Santa Monica, California? How do we do that? You know how you do it? Business. Open businesses, create jobs, virtuous cycles. A little bit more on this. And the big market wrap. And lots more. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So imagine I get in the White House the CEO of Starbucks, head of some movie chains, head of some malls, and some businesses, and then get all the leaders of inner city communities across the country. And the goal in 4 years of my first term of presidency is to turn those inner cities into places people want to go, people want to walk around, people want to shop. And you know what happens when it starts turning around? It starts feeding on itself and feeding on itself and feeding on itself and feeding on itself until what do you have? A great place. And what does that mean? There's less homelessness, less poverty, more people working, more people feeling good about themselves. And the vicious cycle, as I said, turns into a virtuous cycle. Have you heard in the last 8 years Barack Obama talk about any of this? Not once. How hard can it be? I promise you. Listen, there's bad element out there. But most people want to do great things. And most people want to produce. I do not believe all these people on welfare want to be on welfare. And I hear people talk like that. I think they'd all want to be great. We don't hear any of that crap. Not a lick. And that would be my policies. Private sector keeps more of the money. Government becomes efficient and effective. And I mean really efficient and effective. The lobbyist will want to murder me. Tough. And we'll be on our way. Now somebody asked me, how could you ever pay down the debt? I got to tell you, I don't know. The next 6 years of taxpayer dollars have already been spent. I've been asked about Social Security also. That has to be changed. You know why? Because Washington stole all the freaking money. Yeah, there's the freaking again. Washington stole all the money. Do you remember the lockbox? There was supposed to be a lockbox. You know, every time money comes out of your paycheck to go to your Social Security, it stays somewhere. No, they stole it all. And let me be clear about the word stole. They were not supposed to take it. But they did. And now the only way retirees get their money is from people that are working now. That's going to have to change because it's running out. By the way, it's all IOUs at this point. So anyway, that's the Gary K. philosophy. And I heard a little bit of it today. Donald Trump did an economic speech at some economics club in New York. I actually heard some of it. Not all, but some of it. It's a good start. Hillary Clinton wants government bigger, economy smaller, wants more of your money, not less, wants to spend more of your money, not less, and doesn't give a hoo-ha about efficiencies or effectiveness. Not a peep, not a word, not a nothing. That be the story. Anybody want to argue? That's how you get this country rolling again. And I mean really rolling. And then send Janet Yellen to Bavaria. Let her suck down some beer and Bavarian pretzels and stay in some B&B and get the hell out of our lives. And central banks will go back to the way they were supposed to be. Sound money, and that's it. Not jerking around markets. I bet you a lot of you would vote for me, wouldn't you? I should have ran. You know, I was actually contemplating running in the Republican primary. I could have got up on the debates, the first couple of them, at least had my name out there. I wimped out. I should have done it. All right. Hope you're having a good day. Market had a good day. Now, as you know, the market took a 400-point hit, and I sarcastically said we'd be up 200. We were, and then I sarcastically said we'd be down. Da, da, da. Well, we were up nicely, so let me do my sarcasm. We'll just be down 200 tomorrow. How's that for my sarcasm? Okay? But we do have lots to say. We've been talking to you in recent about the Apple and how that's changed the playing field for some things. Well, very good day. They said, let's get it going. All market, rest of the way, maybe. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Now, I'd like to say I'm making this up. Okay? I'd like to say I'm making this up. Can I read a headline to you today? This is really a headline. S&P rises 1% on slumping economic data. They came out with some economic data, and it was slumping. That got everybody believing, oh, now it's 100% sure, like we've been telling you, that they will not raise rates next week. Dow up 177, S&P up 21, NASDAQ up 75, NASDAQ 100 up 73, Russell 2000 up 15. Semiconductors, boom. You know what? Where are my semiconductors on here? I know it's here somewhere. Let me put it up. Hold on. Up 18 to 801. Transports up 45. Advanced declines good. Up, down, volume good. New highs. Still not much going on with the new high list. We'll talk about a few. So very simple. Good day. And listen, I wish I was making it up. But that's the story. There was a twofold story today. Bad economic numbers and Apple. Apple is, I'm told, is 14% of the NASDAQ 100. It's part of the Dow 30. It's a big part of the NASDAQ also. Also, it is a market bellwether. So if it gets going, a bunch of other things, you get the semiconductors, you get suppliers, and things like that. And that what got the going good today. But as always for us, it is about outcome. What are we seeing at the end of the day? That's up next. Movers of the day. Much more today. Thanks for being here on this day. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
By the way, if you have a chance, go watch Trump's economic speech today. They make one big mistake. They serve lunch while he's speaking. There is some doofus behind them just chewing away during the whole speech. He just wouldn't stop. You would think he was smart enough. Nah, why would he do that? Anyway, last thing on the election. Trump is now leading in some states. It is completely turned. Some are saying because of Hillary and her illness. Well, some are saying it's because she just keeps lying and lying and lying. I don't know. No doubt Trump is, whoever his new advisors are, have got him thinking more presidential, talking more presidential, getting away from a lot of the stupidity. You know how I ripped him on a lot of that stuff. So we'll see. Am I right in saying September 26th is the first debate? I think it's September 26th. Not sure. Anyway, quite the interesting day. And we'll get on the war path again tomorrow. So let's talk a few things, tidbits in the market. Okay? Every Dow stock was up today. Apple up 380. I'll get back to that in a second. After that, there was nothing up two, but ones were Caterpillar, Chevron, Goldman Sachs, IBM, Merck, Procter & Gamble, Travelers, United Health, United Tech. Keep in mind, a lot of these Dow stocks have been hit and hit pretty good as of recent. Keep that in mind. So you had a lot of that going on. But again, let's start with Apple. On top of their much better than expected, I did not expect these type of orders for this phone. And Samsung is now recalling 1 million of their thingamabobs. Big effect. So you had another good day today. If you look at a weekly on Apple, it has broken a major downtrend line. So just letting you know, it did that. Any pullback into that 111, 112 area. And, of course, you need the market to cooperate. I'd be looking at. Don't even know if you're going to get it. And just keep in mind what's happened here. Most of the growth people sold their Apple off long, long time ago, and they thinking they should get back in. That's what the story behind that is. On top of that, Apple suppliers followed suit. Cirrus Logic, a few others, and the semiconductors, I think in sympathy, had another one of those gargantuan days. And if you look at this semiconductor index, as we have told you, it is one of the two most important areas of the market we follow. Straight down, straight up over a four-day period. But look where it held on Monday, right at the 50-day moving average. What else is new? Keep in mind, there is an event-driven move off of this with the Apple, but guess what? Everything counts. Oil had a good day. but not seeing much there. A bunch of the good names I mentioned to you broke near-term support, not long-term, near-term, bounced up today. Not much to come out of that, if you ask me. Financials, not much happening there right now. Some of the smaller regionals look pretty decent. Biotech has a better bid right now. Also, there was a buyout this week, and biotech loves buyouts. Look at the IBB, held the 50-day moving average, but still, you know, for me, the only name is Amgen. Amgen is strong, pulled back to the 50, bounced off it today, actually has a little bit of growth, nothing spectacular, but still has a little bit of growth. Gold and silver, not much happening there. Commodities, not much happening there. Retail, which was up today, not much in the way of leadership at all. In fact, not that great. The real estate, utilities, bounced marginally today. Not very good, would continue to avoid. Bonds were down today. Again, I mentioned gold and silver. Yeah, not much happening there. Then you got leadership names. Let me just point out what's happening. Amazon broke out, tucked its head in like a frightened turtle, held the 50-day moving average today, no volume. Facebook broke out, tucked its head in like a frightened turtle, just sitting there. Google gapped up a few weeks ago, been rolling over a bit, had a good day today. Let's just call it doing nothing right now off of the gap. Priceline gapped up, been sitting around, but now starting to edge into new high ground. Just keep in mind, in fact, excuse me, it hit into new high ground today. So gap up, sit for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, edges out today. Keep in mind it's $1,457 stock. And I don't think they have any inclination to split it at all. NetEase extended. NVIDIA just sitting tight. Was starting to roll over when the semis did, but held the 50-day on Monday. It's back range-bound 4 or 5 weeks. Good action, good earnings. Needs to get out of here to the upside. Applied Materials, same as NVIDIA. Burlington, strong, sitting tight. Alibaba, BABA. That one, little edging out into new high ground today. Again, great, strong volume reaction to earnings. Sat around, moved out, pulled back harshly Monday, and quickly back up into new high ground. These are some of the leadership names we've been talking about. And well, there are a few others. The gaming stocks, Wynn's was up another $1.40. Las Vegas Sands, MGM, they're edging out of range right now. We mentioned the semis to you also. So there's some things going on, just not a lot. But we are seeing things potentially setting up. Electronic Arts, sitting tight for the last 4 weeks after breaking out. Edwards Life Sciences, EW, sitting tight for 8 weeks. Needs to move through 119. These are the type of things we're seeing right now with a better day today. But we're just letting you know, nothing's getting out of there just yet. We had that near-term break on Friday. The NASDAQ's back up because of Apple and the semis, but nothing else is back up just yet. The S&P closed below the 50-day. The Dow closed below the 50-day. The NYSE closed below the 50-day. Still a little bit of work to do. Again, next week, Yellen. They are not raising rates. Maybe that's the elixir. We'll see. But just leave no doubt. Just in case they do, I think the market would sell off pretty damn good. That would be my guess. But they're not. There is no way, shape, or form they are. They are so scared of their own shadow. They hate the market dropping even 2%. They are on guard. Again, the dog will have its day. And the dog will be a very vicious pit bull. A vicious pit bull. I know there are good pit bulls. I once made a comment about pit bull on this show, and somebody emailed me, pit bulls are nice. People defend their pit bulls. Just letting you know. So that overall covers a lot I wanted to cover. If those leading names start popping out left and right and sticking, that'll be darn good for markets. But right now, we're in that same little, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks of nothingness and a retest of the primary breakout. But don't worry, we're just going to be down 200 tomorrow. I got to continue with that sarcasm. Hope you don't mind. Just continue to watch those semis here. They're going to be muy importante, as well as Apple. Up next on the Edge, the usual. This, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom.
Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
I am, as I'm doing the show, I'm watching we gotta cut that off. As I'm doing the show, I'm currently watching my good buddy Charles Payne on Fox Business Network. He did a segment on Venezuela where we can call them socialists, but these were criminals. Socialists, criminals, ran the country into the ground, and the people let them. Hugo Chavez, that scumbag who died of cancer. I hope it was the deadliest cancer possible. And now this guy Maduro. Hugo Chavez, the richest people in Venezuela don't live in Venezuela anymore. It's the Chavez family that walks down Fifth Avenue buying crap loads of trinkets and stuff, millions and millions of dollars. He plundered the nation, took all the money. Then he basically ripped them off, shut down media, got the army to do this, that, and the other thing, murdered people. Now this other guy's taken over, and it's amazing. The people are finally uprising. But not getting done. But the place is just utterly destroyed. People can't get food, diapers, anything. Business dead. Nobody wants to go there anymore. No tourism. People afraid for their lives. The whole works. Let's go that route, Bernie Sanders. I'm also watching, interesting, one of the segments they're doing is government suppressing success. Hell yes! Just remember something about high taxes, ladies and gentlemen. They don't affect the wealthy. They prevent people from becoming wealthy. Because every time you move a step up in life, government has their hand out with a gun at your head because you have to pay it or you're getting in trouble. That's how they keep you down. They prevent you from becoming wealthy with all these taxes. In certain states right now, you're 55-60%. You don't believe me? You better start going to check. Oh, but there's deductions. I don't care. 39 and change, 12 and change the state. What did Obama put 2-3% into the Obamacare, something in that range? And every other frickin' tax on you. That's two frickins today. Oracle's down in the aftermarket. Whoopee-doo. Don't worry, the market will be down 200 because it was up almost 200 today. Again, we're quite sarcastic, but kind of sort in the last week. The sarcasm has been coming true. We'll see. Again, they're not raising rates next week. We'll see what the market does. There's been some short-term there's been longer-term technical damage in a few areas, shorter-term in other areas, and we'll see how this baby plays out. When we give you out these leadership names that are sitting tight, we're in hopes that you are doing a little bit of scanning on them and learning a little bit for yourself, and we'll see if they decide to bust out of here and stick. That would be nice. We don't mind the bubbles getting more bubblicious. Dear Cosmo and Winston in the background, by the way. In the news, Golfsmith files for bankruptcy. In case you don't know, golf is heading south in a very big way. People are tired of 4 hours, very tough to really be successful in the game unless you really practice at it. I don't know if you know, the Fishman's like a scratch golfer now, besides being an unbelievable poker player, too. So golf just is not doing as well. Who just dropped, was it Nike? Or Under Armour dropped the equipment part of golf also. Just a very, very tough game. Now, in 2 weeks, is it 2 weeks? I will be at the Ryder Cup. One of my bucket list things is to go to a Ryder Cup, and it just so happens to be in Minneapolis. I got some friends there, and my first cousin lives right there, so we're going to stay right in Minneapolis near the Mall of America, which I haven't seen also. And Hazeltine is like, I don't know, 20 minutes away, half hour away, something like that. So that's in a couple weeks. But golf is a tough road to hoe. So Golfsmith goes bankrupt, and they're hoping to get bought out. Yay. In the news, prosecutors are taking up Wells Fargo case. In case you don't know, Wells Fargo lost $20 billion in market cap since the news. And in case you don't know, Apple has gained over $60 billion in market cap since of the news that they've sold better than expected the phones that they just put out. And I think another part of the equation why Apple stock is up 10% recently is that if this sold good, then the next iPhone supposedly has a ton of stuff in it that they've been holding back that everybody's going to love. We'll see. Anyway, good on Apple. And who didn't Buffett take a position in it around 108? I think Buffett took a position. People at Buffett's firm took a position at 108. It went down to 93. And now they've been proven right so far. So far. Good on Apple. And last but not least, you know what all they talked about today? The health of Donald Trump all day. You know why? Because they don't want to talk about the health of Hillary. And you know my thoughts on that. It'll come out eventually. Just remember that. You heard it here first. Mr. Logic. All right, you'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. Don't forget, down 200 tomorrow. Bazinga. And when you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltenbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.